Actually, I was born in Ann Arbor because my parents were graduate students at U of M, and so I was born in the University Hospital. But we didn't stay there that long. I actually was a little kid in Worcester, Massachusetts. And then I moved back to the Detroit area and gradually into the suburbs. But I played not only in the Detroit Symphony Youth Orchestra when it had just started, but I also played in the Michigan Youth Symphony, which rehearsed in Ann Arbor on Saturdays.
Obviously, you're not only involved with your own personal musical life and your professional life, but in reaching out to the community through music. Talk to me about the mentorship program that you're involved with the San Francisco Symphony.
This is a new program that is going extremely well. It's this wonderful idea of sort of opening the hall to all music makers on all levels. And it's been really gratifying that people sort of breaks down the wall between the professional musicians and some of our audience members who also make music. The idea being that they are all welcome, and we get together and have sectionals, which I have led, and then put together appropriate music that they play themselves. Either we coach chamber music or get together and play all as a group. It has been really, really successful, and I think it's an important part of building the audience. I've also been involved in other things in San Francisco Symphony's life, that we have this wonderful youth orchestra, and for several years I was the coach for the bassoonists in that youth orchestra. They have a wonderful, wonderful program and have gone on great tours and have made recordings. These are very, very special kids.
On the program Saturday night and on this tour, a single work, Mahler Symphony No. 9. What's it like to take this from city to city? It's a piece, of course, that you've performed before, but what is it that you bring to it that's different from place to place?
First of all, this is a very, very special piece for our music director, Michael Tilson Thomas. This is a piece that I believe he made his an important debut with this piece as a very young man. He's obviously lived with it for a great part of his life, and we have played it so many times with him in different cities and also on recordings. And it made me feel so good. Yesterday in the dress rehearsal in Carnegie Hall, he said, "You really own this piece. Good for you," he said to the orchestra. And it felt very special because we know each other so well. You know, he has a historically successful and long relationship with the orchestra and his tenure as music director. And we understand each other really, really well. So there's a very, very special connection that comes out strongly in this piece.
Stephen Dibner is Associate Principal Bassoonist of the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. San Francisco Symphony plays Mahler's Ninth Symphony Saturday night at Hill Auditorium as part of the University Musical Society 2013-14 season. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
For WKAR, this is Peter Wharf.